Has anyone been reading in Ezekiel?
Yeah.
What's your question?
Is the temple that's talked about there and forward?
Yeah.
Is that a real temple?
Yes.
Or is it a spiritual temple?
Both. It's both. It's both. The real, because it's spiritual. Is both the real because it's spiritual. If it weren't spiritual, it wouldn't be. It's the ideal. It's the ideal that all mankind could live there in the temple, where only God comes from the east, and only the priests come from the north, and only the king comes from the south. That's the whole gospel right there. So we don't have that. We don't have that yet. That will be the millennial temple in heaven, in the mid heavens.
Well, in the millennial temple, when we're in the mid heavens, do we have a new body?
Yes.
We have a new body.
Yeah.
Well, that then makes sense that the temple,
right.
since our bodies are different and we don't know exactly what they're going to be like,
right.
Then the temple would be a different type of temple than we can
exactly
think about here.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, it has to be. That's why it's bigger. It holds a lot of people, an innumerable, you can't number it, host, especially of Gentiles, but there'll also be Jewish people as well who are probably today messianic. You know, we don't know.
Right.
We don't know how God does it.
Is this a different temple than that big building? That
yes.
It's different.
Different. Yeah. Okay. It's different. Okay. It's patterned after the dimensions, the Solomon's temple. It's patterned after that, not the tent that David used, the tent of David, not the tent that Moses used, those tents. So it's actually a temple, but it's the temple of the Holy Ghost. And everything there is for God's purposes. Everyone in heaven, mid heavens, everyone in that heaven. Now, in the heavens, that's a different temple, because then God is our temple and we're his. That's the marriage.
Is that the temple that's in Revelation, that's got the different dimensions?
Yes, the 1500.
Yeah, right.
Right.
That's bigger.
That's the bigger. Yeah, that's a bigger one. The new heaven and the new earth.
Okay.
And we'll be coming down as that. We'll be part of that. Those that lived in the 1,000-year temple, which is Ezekiel's temple.
Okay.
Now, you remember in Ezekiel, before we turn to the exact passage, you remember that Ezekiel means
God is our strength.
God is my or our strength. Both. My personal strength, my rock, and nothing can happen to me, because we're building it on the rock of his promise. His promise is the rock, and so all other religions are built on the law. Ours is the only one built on not a commandment, but on a command that he does for you, in you, through you. So we're already experiencing that now, but donum partum, in part, but someday face to face. And that's where Job comes in. Because yea, though thou slay me, though worms destroy this body, yet I shall see the Lord in the land of the living. So and we'll be living upstairs. Everyone else will be downstairs. And so that would be Jewish people reigning over the Gentile people, and some of whom might be. We can't say. It depends on our prayers. Some of whom we could intercede for while we're in the heavens. After all, if God saved us, he could, if you beseech him. In fact, that'll be a perfect church, so it might be that we'd just like, we could just enter into his rest and want them to come in too, the Jew and the Gentile. That's just kind of like a surprise. Always when God reveals himself, he hides himself, but in that day, he won't be hidden because we'll be revealing him. We'll be revealing him. So we don't know what that's like because that's future. Donum totum, not donum partum. Not partial, but total. Okay, so we're in the 25th chapter. So if everyone has it, 25th chapter, I want you to read that. Now, everything in the world is either dark or light. Everything in the world is dark or light. You're either born of the Spirit, light, or you're born of the flesh, dark. Everything is either human, man, or it's God, Jesus. And so we live by liberty, because if the Son shall set you free, you have liberty. And that liberty is liberty from sin and the law and all those other things, but liberty for worshiping God and loving your neighbor as yourself. So we have liberty from darkness, and we have freedom for the light. You are children of the light, children of the day. And so there is no such thing as sorrow anymore, even though in this world you still experience sorrow because of your sin, but your nakedness actually will be clothed by the righteousness of Jesus Christ. So you have Jesus Christ doing it for you, not asking you to cooperate or do good works. Your good works are no longer done by you. This is the good news. The good news is a different than the Jewish, you have to make a covenant with God and you have to keep it. We don't have that. God made a covenant and he keeps it because it's built on a promise. So we have better promises than the law. The law's built on a promise too. If you, then you. If you, if then. If then is the key to law. But this one is I will, 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 I will. Seven times. Promise. Sevenfold promise. And one of the things that he promises, if you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. But if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. So this chapter is not only referring to the six big kingdoms on the earth. Remember them? Does anyone remember the six great kingdoms on the earth? There's only six. There can't be five. There can't be seven. There's only six. So, can you remember them? Okay, the first one is Egypt. Remember when they were in Egypt? And they were there because of their own sins. At first, they went down there to be saved, but then Pharaoh wouldn't let them go later, because another Pharaoh, whom Joseph didn't know, was now the Pharaoh. That's the new kingdom, by the way. So we know exactly when that is and exactly how long it lasted. So the this Egypt was, we were in the house of bondage. We were in the house of bondage. And that's the darkness of this world. We had a Pharaoh over us that wanted the Jewish people to be oppressed and slaves. And they didn't know how to get free. Ah, you don't do it. God does it. God brought them out by his mighty right arm, the arm of his spiritual power. And you didn't have anything to do with that. You didn't have anything to do with that. And so, and he won't come back until all his enemies are under his feet. He won't come back. But did you know that he wants all the kingdoms of the world, especially the kings, the leaders, whatever they are, they have authority over men, but they don't have the fear of God. They have just talk, but not walk. So they don't have the fear of God. But they only lead to death. The world only can lead you to death. So everyone in the world who's under a law is going to lead you to death. And churches are like that. Christian churches are like that too.
Yeah.
Because even though they're talking light, they live dark. They're talking light. Grace may be their theme in Protestant churches, or in the Catholic Church you have to earn it, just like you did in the Jewish. But that's a lie. That's a lie. That's not the truth that'll set you free. The truth that'll set you free is faith alone. And he gave that to Abraham. And had the Jews not been under the law, but if they were under grace, they would have met it by faith, and the commandments would not be grievous. And they're not to us. They're not grievous. The commandments are easy to do. Why?
We don't do them.
Promise. You don't do them. Jesus does them for you. Ha!
Amen.
That is so good news that even the Christians don't believe it.
Thank you, Father.
Even the Christians do not believe that. They do believe the words, but they don't believe the reality of it. Is actually, Jesus does everything for me, and every day is heaven on earth. Every day for me. Wake up, it's heaven on earth. And even though you slay me, even though, you know, people are against me, rape me, use me, I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all. Jesus loves me. This I know, for the Bible tells me so. So Luther, the only thing that Luther did was say, you also believe that the Bible has a role. Oh yeah, we believe on all that. But I say this, sola fide, only faith. Ooh, that's where we disagree. Because we believe that man still can improve himself, perfect himself, ameliorate his circumstances. Ah, that's the one thing Luther didn't believe. And he was a doctor of the Roman Catholic Church. He was a doctor, meaning he earned his doctorate. And he was a priest, but now he's also a teacher. And he's teaching them, no, just convince me by either my conscience or right reason, and I'll go with anything you say. But if you don't, I'll be against you. They despised him. They laughed at him because he was relying on the written word of God. But the written word talks about an unseen world, and that was the only one he believed in. He only believed in the unseen world. That's why these Bibles, all they talk about is an unseen world. You don't see anything of the kingdom of God. The Catholic Church is visible. All other religions are visible, external. But the kingdom of God is within you. It starts in a new heart, and then it proceeds to a new soul and a new body, which we haven't yet seen. You haven't yet seen it. You only see it in part. You don't see it fully. But when he's coming back, you'll see it. And you'll be it. You'll be righteous. You'll be holy. You'll be perfect. In God's sight. And it's by faith, but it's spiritual. You have to be born of the Spirit. If you're not born of the Spirit, well, the Catholic Church wasn't against that, but they thought you have to cooperate at least with God. And, you know, so we have to keep the law. Yes, you do have to keep the law, but actually you don't. The new you does, Christ in you, that does it. Because Christ does it for you, in you, through you, to him be all the glory. Amen?
Amen.
So we teach here, and I don't care about what other churches teach, we teach here that Jesus does it all, and he always does it all, and he will forever do it all, because he is the only actor in the universe. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now, the Roman Catholics have never argued about that. They do believe there's Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, so they're Christians. However, they're immature, and they can't mature you under a law. Under a law, nothing is made perfect. Under a law, nothing's made perfect. But how can men see your good works unless they're God's works, God-wrought works? And if God doesn't wrought them, you can't wrought them. You're not able to. You can't form them. So Jesus has to do it. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. That's our joy. That's our peace. Everyone here is free.
Amen.
When Jesus died, you're free.
Yes.
But you're free from the law so that you can now please him by doing nothing. This is so hard. Even Christians can't believe this. I mean, if I preach that, I'd lose 3/4 of our church. But I can preach it here, okay? Because I'm free. It doesn't matter if you agree or not. I'm going to do it anyway. Because I'm not afraid of death. I'm not afraid of anything. Because perfect love casts out all fear.
Amen.
I don't know. I like that verse. That's the 4th chapter, 18th verse. I like that. 1 John 4:18. I like that. Perfect love casts out all fear. So we don't live in fear. We don't live in, gee, I hope I was good enough today. We don't live in that. We don't do anything for God. He does everything for us. We don't do anything for God. He does everything for us. Keep it up, Jesus. You're doing great. Because Jesus is perfect. It's good to have a servant, Jesus, who's perfect. Jesus.
Yes.
Perfect sacrifice.
Yes.
He did everything for you, and he did it for you. Now he's doing it in you, and then he'll do it through you, so that when men see your good works, they won't glorify you. They'll glorify your Father in heaven. Your Father. And all, by the way, every nation, every knee will bow, every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord. Every, it doesn't say most. Every. And all the kings of the earth will throw their crowns before him. And all the kingdoms of this world will become the kingdoms of our Lord and of his Christ. That hasn't yet come, but it will come. But for us, it's already today. I'm already happy today. I'll always be happy. I will never be unhappy. Why? Because I'm happy. No matter what happens, I don't care. I'm carefree, not careless. Carefree, not careless. I don't believe in license. I don't believe that the Bible teaches you can be licentious and it's okay. I don't. That's lawlessness. I don't believe that. I believe that since Christ does it, it's not up to me to approximate God. It's up to me to not do anything. Let Christ do everything. And all I can do then is thank him. Well, thank you. I mean, how I'll say, I'll be good from now on. I can't say that. I'll just thank you. And then I thank him for what he's done. And then I praise him for who he is. And then I marry him and adore him and worship him and love him.
Amen.
With all my heart and soul and strength by faith. But someday I'll see it all. So he's my strength. And if you need strength, he's the one that gives that to God. God is my strength. El is God, and is my strength is the Ezek. So Ezekiel. And so now he is on my side. And if God is on my side, who can be against me? Nobody. 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 I don't really care what people think of me. I'm not a humanist. I don't believe in man. I believe the Bible is not about you and I. It's all about you being the recipient, the beneficiary of God. But it's not about you. So this is something special that God has for us. And that special is amazing. That God loves you with a perfect love. And I love the Russians because they don't have Jesus on a cross. They have him resurrected from the dead. That's the light that we need in this world. Lux et veritas in Latin. But that light is powerful. And so I like Sobernost. I like where God shows up. Now, he doesn't always show up. But the rituals speak of that showing up, the light. to cover all the darkness. At one point, the Russians believed that their church would be the salvation for the West, because the West was so debauched. This was before the revolution. They believe that, you know, this Orthodox teaching is correct. And so I love that. And so God is wanting to save the West, but I think he'll do it himself. I don't think he'll use America or he'll use any other nation. I think he'll do it in his own way, because God is so powerful, is so mighty. And that's the truth. That's the truth that'll set you free. So don't look to Trump. Don't look to anybody. Don't even look to a priest. Don't look to anybody. You look to Jesus. And so our eyes are fixed on Jesus. He is the Savior. He is the Lord. He is the bridegroom. And you'll be part of the bride. So even though you were wicked, you're not now. You're now a saint. We're now a saint. And so you don't have to get this from man's good works. You get this from God's keeping his promise. So promise is the whole issue with God. He made a promise in Abraham, and Jesus fulfilled that promise when he was on the earth and died. And then he resurrected from the dead on the third day. And that's a new beginning for this earth. And so all the Orthodox churches used to be made in an octagon. So it had eight sides, because it was celebrating the resurrection of Christ and not the death of Christ. Even though it starts with death, it ends up with resurrection, because on the third day he rose from the dead. So everybody here has that hope in them. Could you say amen?
Amen.
Everybody here has that hope in him, is that Jesus Christ will keep his promise. It's not up to you to perform. It's up to him to be faithful to what he promised. And I literally believe, for myself, you have to do this on your own. I literally believe that the individual, as well as the church itself, as a group, has to believe that this word alone, sola fide, sola gratia, sola scriptura, solus Christus. Only Christ, only his word, only this. So all the others is interesting. He's not against it. It's just interesting. But it's all pointing to Jesus. Everything here points to Jesus. Sober nost. It's something that Christ wants us to share, because it's good news. It's good news. So let's read Ezekiel, the 25th chapter. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, this means someone on earth, and later it will be called Jesus will be Son of Man. But at this point, Jesus is Son of God in heaven. And later, Jesus will take that title for himself, because he is the greatest in heaven and he will be the greatest on earth. You know why? Because he became Son of Man. God sent him as Son of Man to show up, so he'll be King of Kings and Lord of Lords when he comes back again. And that could be in your lifetime. That could be, don't you think the world is getting tired? It's tired of humanism. It's tired of all of the Western philosophies and religions. It's tired of the world's religions. Because, first of all, they curse Israel. Second of all, not only that, if you curse Israel, you'll be cursed. If you bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And so today, Israel is still the issue, because God hadn't forgotten his promise. He promised Israel that you'll have all the way to the to the seas, all the way to the Mediterranean on the west side, and up all the way into Syria. That's all going to be part of Israel, promised land. And then way down into Africa, all of that is part of the promised land. And Abraham had to walk that. And God said, whatever you see, whatever you put your eyes on, that'll be your land. So all the way to the Euphrates, all the way up north, all the way down south, and the Mediterranean Sea is on the west. That's where the Holy of Holies is. The Holy of Holies is moving toward the west. And so I believe that God is preparing us here with the gospel, good news, so that we can be great, but not great in the human sense, great in the spiritual sense. So the church around the world, they're confused today because they really don't know, what's this all about? Ezekiel will tell you. All the nations of the world, the big six, Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Persia, Greece, Rome. But Rome not only crucified Jesus, Rome continued through the whole Middle Ages, and Rome continued after that, and we haven't even seen the end of that, this New World Order. That's just simply making man the measure of all things. I don't believe that. I don't believe man is the measure of all things. I believe God is the measure of everything. So the world today believes that man is the measure of all things. That was the Renaissance. That was what that was all about, is let man be free from God, let him now be made perfect by his own works. Let him perfect himself. You can't build the kingdom of God. It's within you. And only Christ can remake you, transform you into his image and likeness. So this is Son of Man. He's going to now not only speak about all these nations, all six of those kingdoms. There'll be no other. China can't do it. No other nation can do it. Just these six, period. So the whole world today is foolish because it's imagining things that aren't possible. So everything in the Bible, all these other nations, but also the smaller nations, like, I'm going to read about it today, Ammon, Moab, and Esau, Edomites. And that's all the way through the Bible. But not only that, Tyre and Sidon, all around Israel, all the whole neighborhood, all of them, God will judge everyone that curses Israel will be cursed. If Israel doesn't make it, you won't make it. But God can't lie when he says, I'll give her her land. She doesn't care about heaven. Israel is not interested in heaven. Heaven, it doesn't. I wouldn't say they don't know about it. They know about it, but their thing is just earth. And they mostly today are into money, mammon. But we don't believe in mammon. We don't believe in wealth. We don't believe that just because you're rich, you're happy. We believe the opposite. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord.
Amen.
So there's your happiness right there. His first sermon was on happiness. Makarioi in the Greek. Makarioi means that happy is the man that's poor. Oh, that was the wrong thing to say. Happy is the man that mourns. That was the wrong thing to say. So he said happiness is whatever state you find yourself in. Happy is the man that's persecuted and hated and despised. And so Jesus' first sermon just fell to the floor. Imagine someone that heard that sermon today say, what did Jesus speak about today? Well, happy are the poor. Well, that doesn't sound happy. How many know his first sermon was a flop? Nobody bought that. Then he said, and if you mourn, you're happy. Well, no, you're mourning the dead, and that's not happy. And everything he said all nine things that he said in that happiness, that's not true. What he's saying is, because I'm here as the Savior of this world, and you know me, you're happy. Mm. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. So now we have faith in his word, and we trust in him. And because you have faith in his word, this unseen world that no one has ever seen, no one has seen heaven. No one. But you know, if you believe in this unseen world, and it's more real than this world, and I do.
Yeah.
I have all the education you could want. I have all the schooling you could want. But I never bought into, at any time, anything they taught me. I didn't believe in psychology. Today, psychology rules the world, because it's humanist. Yeah. I didn't believe in anything. Even all my talents and so on, it mean nothing. And so I was disillusioned. In other words, I got rid of my illusions. And the more I studied philosophy, the more I realized it's rubbish. The Bible says it. Philosophy is a vain deceit. It's another deception from the enemy. So the Tower of Babel is a deceit. The Garden of Eden is a deceit. All of it's a deceit, because man turned to himself to improve himself. But then they found out they were naked. First time they realized, we're naked. And so in the Garden of Eden, he just surprised them. You're naked because you're not clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's your only clothing. And so when Jesus comes back, that's the type, this is the anti-type. When Jesus comes back, he'll be King of Kings, Lord of Lords. Because God is the governor of all the nations. God governs every nation in this world. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be worried about this world. It's all here. You can read it here. He judges every nation that's against Israel. And he judges even the lesser nations that are around him. Israel will survive. Not because she's good. She's not. Israel is not good. They're arrogant, they're stiff-necked, they're stubborn. Why? Because they still believe that they can improve themselves. Amen? Do you understand what I'm saying? And so, what he's saying is, don't trust in that law, because the law is not the gospel. There's no good news in that. The gospel is God does everything for you, you don't do anything good for God. Now, everybody wants to. It's psychological. We want to do good for God. God doesn't hate. He hates that. Don't do that. I will do the good. Remember what Abraham said to his son? Yitzhak. Isaac. God himself will provide the lamb for a burnt offering. God himself is going to keep his promise, and he'll provide it. He is the lamb that taketh away the sins of the world. You can't do it. You cannot do good, and you cannot stop doing bad without God. But with God, you can believe that. You can believe that that's who you really are. So we're already new creations. In the Greek, kaine katesis. Katesis means creation. He created you. But then new is kaine. Kaine means new of a different kind than anything on earth today. It's new. It's not like you lost the ball, now you have a ball back. So you still have the ball. No, this one is nothing on this earth compares to it. You can't compare God to anything on this earth. God is unlike. My kingdom is not of this world. My kingdom is not of this world. The kingdom of God is within you. It's in you. It's in you. You used to be spiritual before Adam and Eve sinned. People used to be spiritual. They were spirit people. And that controlled their mind and their emotions and their will and so on and so forth. Today, it's not. Happy is the man that trusts in the Lord. When you do that, and I do. When you do that, and I do. But I didn't do anything. I let Jesus do everything, because I believe he cannot break a promise. The promise that he made, this is true of all promises. He was the promisor, we're the promisee, we're the beneficiary of his promise. He said, I will, 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 seven times. I will do this, I will do that. I'll show you the land, I'll make your name great, you'll be a blessing to all nations, those that curse you will be cursed, those that bless you will be blessed, and all the families of the earth will be blessed. All of those I wills, he has to do for you. Why? He's a loving father. He's never been an angry judge. He's not angry at your sins. He already killed Jesus for that. He's not angry at your sins. He already provided Jesus as the Lamb that takes away the sins of the world. So that includes everybody. Everybody. Even Christians. Did you know Christians still sin? It's true. Christians still sin. Nobody in this church, of course, but other churches. No, it's for everybody. And everybody in Latin is simul justus et peccator. You're at the same time you sin, but at the same time you're a saint. How can you be simul justus, justified, and also sin? Did you know that in the Bible, even the New Testament church sinned? Paul writes letters about it. Peter writes letters about it. Everybody writes letters about it. As a matter of fact, the only thing Jesus is doing up in heaven right now is showing you your sin every day if you're a Christian. He's not after the world. He's not after cleaning anything up. He's not after Al-Qaeda. He's not after anything. He's only after his church. Why is my church not happy all the time? Why is my church not full of peace all the time? Why are you not peacemakers? That's what he's saying. Happiness is that if you're in an unhappy situation but you have Jesus, you don't have any unhappiness.
Amen.
And so I'm happy all the time. I'm always happy. Always happy. What is it? Because it's deep in within me.
Right.
Because even though I lost the Spirit, Jesus gave it back. Mm-hmm. And even though my mind is confused, Jesus can clarify and renew your mind every day. Oh yeah, I forgot I was a Christian. Oh yeah, I forgot. Oh, sorry. And you don't have any, don't even do beads or do anything. You don't have to do anything. Jesus loved you just the way you are. Yeah. Always has, always will. Now, a lot of people will go to hell, Hades. They'll have no hope, they'll perish. And they'll end up in the lake of fire. That's the truth. But Jesus didn't send you there. You sent yourself there by not believing. Unbelievers are the first group. Unbelievers, first group that go and perish forever. But you and I, we believe in Jesus. And because we trust in him, let him keep his promise, you'll never, ever, ever perish. You'll have life everlasting, world without end for all eternity. Wow, that's why I like Sobernost. I like that because it says there is hope in this world. You can actually be happy here. Raul, are you happy here?
Amen.
Powerful.
100%.
Are you happy?
100%.
Wow. Sam?
Absolutely.
But you sometimes sin.
Yeah.
Dan?
Yeah.
Happy. That's a rock. Because our rock is greater than anybody else's rock.
Amen.
Jesus is the rock of our salvation. He is the cornerstone. He is the mediator. He is the one that's between God and us. And he's always making sure God's will is done. And he's always making sure that our interests are also served by doing it all. He's the only actor in the universe. There is no other actor. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Now you are spiritual people. You are spiritual people who do spiritual things and spiritual worship, and it's all a blessing to God. It's all a blessing to God. Why? Because you did it in faith, because you're the salt of the earth, not the salt of the world. Salt of the earth, not the salt of the world. The world is the cosmos. The cosmos means the inhabited part or portion of the earth. But the earth belongs to God. And someday there'll be a new heaven and a new earth, and only the righteous make the difference, and we'll be the righteous. You are the righteous ones. Why? By faith now, but we'll see it later when Jesus returns. So, here's what he says. Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites. That was the northernmost tribe on the east side of Israel. And prophesy against them. And say to the Ammonites, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, because you have said, aha, against my sanctuary. In other words, it looks vulnerable so I can destroy it. When it was profaned, and it was, against the land of Israel, when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah, when they went into captivity. So he's talking about right now Babylon. First is Egypt, second is Assyria. They took the northern tribes 100 years before this time. But now Babylon has come to punish all the nations round about, and the Ammonites rejoiced when they saw it, that the temple is being destroyed by Nebuchadnezzar. They were happy about that. And so because they cursed Israel and were happy that Israel's getting their due. Because they're under a yoke of bondage. The Israelites are always trying to do something for God, and they're liars. They're liars. They're not doing anything for God, because God is not pleased with any of their sacrifices, because they didn't include salt. Did you know that something that makes the earth acceptable to God is salt? Every offering that you can make to God in Israel has to be accompanied by salt, or it's not an offering that's acceptable to God. Salt is your faith in God and your trust in Him. That's the salt of the earth. That's why the earth will be returned to God originally as he intended it from the foundation of the earth. Israel will again rule over the earth, just like in the days of King David. And all the Gentiles will be under him. But you and I won't. You and I won't. That's good news. But we'll be in heaven with him, in the mid-heavens, not in the heaven, not in the heaven above the heavens, but in the natural heavens and the natural earth. But this earth will pass away. It's temporal. So the kings of the earth today think that they rule things and they can have a United Nations and all this kind of stuff and produce peace on earth. It's a war machine. The United Nations is not for peace. And the health organization is not for health. And people use words to deceive you. And I could name on and on and on. So don't worry about deception. It's not lasting. The only thing that's lasting is truth. Lux et veritas. Light and truth. That's all. That's all. And I was illusioned when I went to, you know, grade school and then high school and then college and then seminary and then postgraduate. I was under a lot of illusions. And I got disillusioned because every time I'd study something, I realized, well, that's not what Christianity says in the Bible. I know I'm not even a Christian. I'm not even a Christian at all. But I know the Bible doesn't say what you just said. And so even Christians aren't Christian. So you have to go back to the beginning when only God rules in the church. Only God rules. And so we're part of the new, not the old. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation, the old has come. That's in the perfect tense, perfect past and perfect present. So if the new has come, we're already in it. That's why I like the Orthodox Church, because they say that. They say we're already in it. If we're not celebrating his death. That already took place, and then he effected something. But that's not the end. It has to be something new. The new has come. And so you're already new right now. You have the life of God living inside of you. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're the temple of the Holy Spirit. He's not looking for a building. Buildings aren't temples. Buildings are just buildings. But you are the building that God is building into His image and into His likeness. When He comes back again, you will see it. Today you don't. It's just by faith. But tomorrow you'll see it. So this was what God is doing to the whole world. And don't worry about it. It doesn't matter if people like it or don't like it. It's going to happen anyway. Because God already spoke it. And whatever He's spoken will come to pass just as He said. So, the best is yet to come